Find your new home in Marysville at Cook's Point or Kenmore Place. Two amazing, ardent communities now offering free rent for 2 months. Choose from spacious apartments with luxury touches like walk-in closets, modern kitchens, and private patios or balconies. Plus, you'll love the community perks like a 24-hour fitness center, resort-style swimming pool, and beautifully landscaped grounds. Move in today and live rent-free for 2 months. To schedule a tour or get more info on rent specials, call or visit ardentcommunities.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello, welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast with me, Alice Arnold, and the beginning of our new summer season. This week, our podcast is with Christy Prades, who is performing in On Your Feet at the Coliseum. I'm Alice Arnold. Welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. I have Christy Prades sitting opposite me, and I saw you last night, Christy, in your show On Your Feet, which is basically the life story of Gloria Estefan.
Yes.
Lots of people say Estefan as well, but it's not, is it? It's Estefan.
I've always asked her what she preferred, and she's like, it doesn't matter. She's so sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, she personally asked you to play the part, didn't she?
Yes, she did.
Tell us about that.
Well, I was already part of the Broadway production for close to a year, and we were doing, I was the first cover and the swing, so I covered about 7 tracks on Broadway. So I would cover Gloria, and then I would also play dancers one day, singers the next day, parts all over the place. I know this show front and backwards. So when we were doing promotional performances throughout the states to promote the show on Broadway continuously throughout my run there. And one that we did was in Miami, in my hometown and her hometown. And we were going to promote the tour that was coming up. So once we had finished the showing, it was in the Adrian Arch Center, which is my home theater. It's beautiful. She had come on stage after, and I'm there out of breath, and we just finished a whole routine. And she's like, So how would you like to lead the tour? And just so nonchalant to the point that I didn't even respond to her right away. And we were in front of like all the newscasters and everybody.
Well, she asked you in front of everybody.
Yeah, just like in front. I had no idea. And I just stayed quiet for like a good minute. And she just looks at me and she's like, well, if you're going to say no, tell me backstage. And everyone started laughing. And I was like, no, I'm totally about it. I just need a second, because she's so relaxed, you know, and it's a wonderful quality that she has. But I just was not expecting it. So from then on, I did the tour. And then when we finished 20 months on the road, she asked me if I wanted to do London. And I almost fell off my feet when she asked me. And it's been such a wild ride here. It's been wonderful.
You've got quite a lot in common with her, really, haven't you?
Yeah.
I mean, well, you said you both come from Florida.
Yes.
Originally, and her parents were Cuban.
Yes.
And your heritage is Cuban,
yes,
as well? Yes,
both my parents. She was born in Cuba. I'm a first generation in the States. My parents immigrated in the 70s, a little after when Gloria immigrated. But there's so many similarities. I mean, aside from a similar culture and where we grew up, she's the same age as my mother. Her mother and my mother have the same birthday. Her mother and my mother have the same profession. They're both teachers. And then Gloria's daughter sings and performs, and she's always pushed her to perform. And my mom has a daughter who sings and dances and performs. Emilio was born in Santiago de Cuba, a province in Cuba, and my mom was born in the same place as well. And Emilio went to Miami-Dade College, and I went to the Honors College in Miami-Dade. So I went to the same school as him. I got accepted to the university after that, to University of Miami, to study communications, and that's the school that Gloria graduated from. So there's so many, I mean, there's so many.
It was meant to be then. Yeah. Really, it was meant to
be. So many things.
And you'd presumably been a fan of hers when you were young, and this must have been like your dream job to play her.
I would have never imagined. She's been such an inspiration to myself and to my family. And the fact that I get to call her even, I mean, aside from a boss, a friend, is still something that I try to get used to. It's wonderful.
I've spoken to a few people in my podcast who've played people, you know, in real life, whatever, like the Carole King musical or whatever. And it's really wonderful the relationships that these people form with the real people they're playing. And it's just like a dream come true, really,
isn't
it?
How lucky are we, especially people who play, especially now with shows. I mean, before you honored someone in a musical and they're no longer with us. But the fact that we're doing shows where this person is totally present and very much alive and very much still talking with people and having these relationships with people who come and see the show and expect that same kind of person, I think it's a beautiful blessing because we get the source and we get to know what they really felt, and it helps our craft as actors. It helps me so much to kind of dive into what she really was thinking with each moment. And I've just been very, very lucky to get to know her and to get to just ask anything I want and put it in my little toolbox of Gloria, the magic box of Gloria, and just to get to pick at what I want and how to put it in. And I'm always right because she's the one who gave me the answers, you know? It's wonderful.
And there are some very sort of poignant, moving moments in the show and difficult moments.
Yeah.
But also, Gloria, I don't know her, but I saw her on Graham Norton and she's hilarious.
She's so funny.
And she makes up her own lyrics to her songs, doesn't she?
She does, she
does.
Do
you do that, Bex? Come on, let me be honest. Have you done that a bit?
We can get a little more naughty with the just to create jokes, and we'll create our own little lingo and lyrics. But it's so much fun to just kind of create a new story with the same rhythm. I didn't even know that she did that. We would do it on Broadway with the show backstage. And then she said, I saw her in Leicester when we were doing previews, and she's like, you know, I make up lyrics to my own songs. And I was like, oh my God, that's so good to know because we do the same thing. And then she did it on Graham Norton and I was like, there it is. Yeah, she's so good.
It's just like she doesn't take herself too seriously.
No.
And I think that's a really wonderful quality.
Yeah, she has such a familiar kind of energy. And when you speak to her, you almost forget that she's this global phenomenon because I feel like we put them on a pedestal sometimes. And they're people just like us. And she's the perfect example of just normality that has reached such a success. And I think that's a beautiful quality about her that's really infectious.
So you toured the show in the States, and then, as you said, we're asked to lead the show in London. Had you been to London before?
Never. I've always wanted to come, and I've just always been so busy that I'm like, I'll make it there one day. And then this happened.
And what do you think of London?
I love it. I love
it.
You've
got to say that,
yeah,
by
no,
the way.
No, I know, right? No, I'm kidding. I love it. I love the culture. I love the people. I love the architecture. I love the history behind all of this. I'm obsessed with the royal family. So
are
I've
you?
I love the shows.
Bet
and I've always
been a Meghan fan, aren't you?
Right. She's cute. I like her.
We all like her.
Yeah. But it's wonderful. It's we don't have that in the States. So I think that it's beautiful to see a long, long strand of history, from them to how everything's built here, to your statues, to how people speak. I mean, everything. It's an etiquette, and I love experiencing it.
Oh, and what do you miss about the States? You must be missing something.
Well, I have my parents here, so they came to
oh,
the opening.
Nice.
So I just a piece of home, if I have it here. I'm so used to traveling, and I'm so used to not being home, that it's all right. Like, I'm okay. But having family, I do miss my family a lot. So whenever they come to visit, I'm like, okay, cool. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
You know? And I want them to experience. They've never traveled as much as they are now because of the show, to come and visit me. So I love that I get to bring that to them so they can explore the world outside of ours.
I share it with you. That's
lovely.
Now, you were quite a sporty person, weren't you, when you were in college? What sports were you involved with?
I was in volleyball. I was a setter. And then I was in track and field. I did long distance running, which helped me in the sense of a marathon mentality with doing 8 shows a week and with all that strain that goes into our body and our physicality.
Yeah. So have you been keeping that up while you...
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, you go running.
So much. I run. I do weights. I do a lot of exercise outside of the show. God. And the show itself is so much.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, the dancing in the show is phenomenal. It's so energetic.
Isn't it insane?
I did come back from the show and stood there with my partner trying to do a bit of that salsa. I'm hopeless. I'm pants at it. I looked at myself. I just thought, oh dear. But the dancing is fantastic, and the show
is wonderful.
So high energy, and you're right in the middle of it doing.
Oh
it
my
all
gosh!
With them.
Yes, yeah. I love it, and it's so fun. And you can see the audience is like just wanting to kind of get up and get out of, you know, their seats and join in.
It's that sexy hip wiggle.
It's the hips.
It is.
Very Latin.
Now, it was Lin-Manuel Miranda who said to you, you should do musical theatre as a career, wasn't it?
Yes. I was doing a production of In the Heights in Miami, and that was the first time I was exposed to musical theatre in the sense of being a part of it. I was doing more recording music, and he came down because it was always a dream of him to bring In the Heights to Miami, Florida. And half the Broadway cast and everything came down to be a part of it as well. And then he saw me, I was playing Vanessa, and he came. And I just remember being in the dressing room and him kind of looking me in the eye, and he was like, you need to go to New York. You need to try and do this. There's something here. And I don't know if he remembers that, but it affected me in the sense of like, if this guy who I seem to see just like me, who just had a dream to kind of make musicals that made a difference. If he did it and he just was so chill, so normal, so relatable, then I feel like him telling me this is, I'm supposed to act upon it. And it felt right to really listen to what he was saying. And yeah, it kind of gave me even more of a drive to move out of my comfort zone and to move to New York and try to make this dream that so many of us try to do happen. And,
I think it takes somebody like that to just give you that extra bit of belief.
Yeah.
You know, somebody like that thinks I should be doing it.
Yeah. So for sure. And
I
this is before
go,
yeah, this know? Is before Hamilton. This is before he really, really blew up, and I respected him from that. I have a picture after he told me that, and I look at it and I respect him and I thank him so much for just giving me that little piece of advice, you know, whether he remembers or not, it definitely made an impact on my life enough to go out there and take that risk.
In terms of your career, you're not going on the tour with this, are you? That's kind of, you've probably lived enough out of a suitcase for enough.
I'm excited to go to New York, to my apartment.
And do you know what's next? Have you got any plans for what's next?
At the moment, I'm excited for a little vacation.
If you were going to play, apart from the part you're playing now, which is probably your dream role, it'd be hard to top it. Mm-hmm. But out of any musical, have you got a part that you would love to play?
Oh my goodness. I always wonder. There are a few shows starting up now that I'd be interested in being a part of. I was always obsessed with The Devil Wears Prada, with the movie, and I hear that there's a musical brewing. So that one would be really, really cool to be a part of. Some works with The Notebook happening. The movie was stellar, so definitely interested in that. But other than that, I mean...
So sort of new shows rather than old classics.
I feel like I just want to be a part of something new and authentic and real and something that... hasn't been done before and that I get to discover on my own and kind of put a stamp on it. I feel like put my own intentions and what I would have felt being this character from the beginning. I feel like that's something really special and I would love to be a part of that.
So if I asked you what one song you would like to sing on the stage with Colosseum, you're going to say one that hasn't been written yet, probably, because it'd be
probably
one of these new shows.
Yes.
But if I had to make you choose an old...
From a song.
Classic,
oh, my gosh.
Not necessarily an old classic. Any song from
a
musical that you'd want to
sing.
Oh,
my goodness. That would be...
I know it's hard to...
I know. I'm trying.
And
I'm going to kick myself if I don't think of it right now. And I walk out the door and I'm like, wait.
I meant to say that one.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like Sarah Bareilles as an artist and the way that she writes. So What Baking Can Do is a really beautiful song, and She Used to Be Mine is beautiful as well, and seems so real, you know, both from Waitress. I just love singing about real life and what people go through, so that people, when they see you performing, they see themselves. I really think that that's important with musical theater. You have to be able to let this person relate to what you're acting. And that's the beauty of live theater, is like seeing people feel the rawness and be like, oh my God, I went through that. Oh my God, I know what you're saying. And I connect with you in that aspect, and really see people break down because we've touched their heart. I love that. So I think those two songs would be beautiful.
I love that sequence in the show last night when Gloria Estefan has had her car, the accident, and she's going into the operating theatre, and then everybody appears in white, and that whole...
Wrapped.
It's so beautiful.
That one is one of my favourites.
I just loved that.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you did.
It was beautiful.
It's so gorgeous, and it just like shows... Oh, it just shows... I don't want to give away too much, but you saw it. You just... feel every inch of that dream sequence, and it's
and then the whole scene around that, and the fear of her mother and of losing her and everything. Yeah,
you really weren't expecting.
Beautifully done.
Yeah,
really beautifully done, and very real.
Thank
really
you.
Enjoyed that. So, look, the sun is shining in London as we speak. It might not be by the time this podcast goes out. But do you have you? Well, I suppose 8 shows a week. You don't get a lot of chance to enjoy the parks or.
I'm definitely going to try. I just came back from. My parents wanted to go to Paris, and I have one day. So, if I can go to Paris for one day, I can explore London, you know, and take the tube and just go somewhere. Just have to let the excitement of the show kind of settle a little bit so that I can explore.
Relax in the day.
But I love what I'm doing.
Because it's always hard because you've got the show in the evening. Can't really let yourself go.
Right,
too
much, and there's so much energy you have to reserve.
Yeah, I should say. Anyway, Cristy Prades, thank you so much for coming in to talk to us. Good luck with the rest of the run.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy London and enjoy your break when you get back.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thanks.
That was Cristy Prades, who is playing Gloria Estefan in On Your Feet at the London Coliseum. If you enjoyed that, well, why not download the whole series of podcasts? Put your podcast thingy in an alert thing, and then it automatically does it every week. Not quite sure how it works, but I'm told it does.
Find your new home in Marysville at Cook's Point or Kenmore Place. Two amazing ardent communities now offering free rent for 2 months. Choose from spacious apartments with luxury touches like walk-in closets, modern kitchens, and private patios or balconies. Plus, you'll love the community perks like a 24-hour fitness center, resort-style swimming pool, and beautifully landscaped grounds. Move in today and live rent-free for 2 months. To schedule a tour or get more info on rent specials, call or visit ardentcommunities.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.